With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, along with Frank Pagliuca, who is the girls' hockey coach at St. Mary's High School, and they also are in the Final Four this weekend. And Frank, welcome back. Congratulations on making it this far, so far.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right, you had a really big game the other night. Give me a quick recap on that, because Bill Newell did cover it for us here on the website, but tell our listeners a little bit about that game.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, PB Lingfield, North Reading, very well coached. Overall, very good team. We were fortunate enough to get a couple early goals, and after that point, I think we stopped playing a little bit and were undisciplined and took some penalties, which gave PB Lingfield a lot of momentum and some opportunities. And it was kind of a tuck-and-go game from there, and we were able to hold on for the victory. At this point in the season, it's win and move on. I wish we would have played better in certain spurts, but the ultimate goal is to win the game, and we were fortunate enough to do that. So I'm very proud of the kids. And excited for tomorrow.
Absolutely. You have to play Billerica now, and they're seated number, where did I just find it? I just lost it again. 13, I believe? Yeah, number 13. And I'm just looking at the scores, Coach, and the scores are similar for both their playoffs and your playoffs. So what do you see coming up in this game?
No, we played Billerica last week of the regular season, and they're very similar to Peabody. They're well-coached. They are aggressive on the puck. They have a very good special teams unit, both power play and penalty kill. So we have to be ready. Ray does a good job with them. He'll have a game plan, and so will we, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right, and what's the plan now for Saturday and Sunday? What's the logistics of everything?
Yeah, practice today, and nice and early tomorrow, which is, I think, good for our kids, not having to wait around all day. Basically wake up, have some breakfast, get on the bus, and go play. And I think Song Center is a great experience for the kids, something that they're going to remember for a long time. It'll be an exciting venue to play in. But we have to get back to basics and realize that whether we play a Connery or a Songers or Billerica, it's 45 minutes, and we just have to focus on the first period and coming out stronger and being a little bit more disciplined.
I think the other thing is that parents and students need to know what a spectacular place that venue is. So if they had qualms about going up to Lowell, they should forget about it and just get up there.
Yeah, it's about supporting the kids, and our school has done a great job in our administration and the other coaches and the other student-athletes have come out really supported the girls, and we appreciate all their support. Hopefully they're there tomorrow to root our kids on.
Finally, Coach, you look at the other bracket in their semis. What do you see from that side?
Both very good teams. We were fortunate enough to play Notre Dame twice, and we were able to scrimmage Shrewsbury early in the year. I think it's going to be a great game. Both teams have a lot of strengths, and it should be a wild game today. I think it's going to be a very tight game, and I think it's a coin flip.
All right. This is fun. Hope to talk to you on Monday, Coach.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Rick. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Frank Pagliuca, who is the St. Mary's girls hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.